The election of Republican candidate Abraham Lincoln in the 1860 presidential race pushed Southern states to secession. The newly formed Republican Party opposed the extension of slavery into new territories and favored tariffs. The agricultural South, relying on slave labor and the import and export of goods, considered the Republican stance a great threat to their economy. South Carolina was the first state to break apart from the Union on December 20, 1860. Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas soon followed suit. In an effort to organize their own system of government, representatives of these states met in Montgomery, Alabama on February 4, 1861 to draft a constitution. They based the document on the U.S. Constitution, but advocated states' rights. They chose Jefferson Davis to be president of the Confederacy and eventually placed the capital of the Confederate States of America at Richmond, Virginia. In April, President Davis ordered Union forces to withdraw from Fort Sumter, South Carolina. It was General P.G.T. Beauregard who ordered the first shots upon the fort on April 14, 1861, forcing the surrender of the Union forces there. President Lincoln called for the blockade of Southern forts, motivating Virginia, Arkansas, Tennessee, and North Carolina to join the Confederacy. The Great American Civil War was on.